This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government calls for a compulsory registration of all social media platforms and designate a point of contact within the country. Nationwide HPV vaccination campaign commencing from today aims to protect 1.6 million adolescent girls from cervical cancer. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls for a contribution to nation building with confidence. And U.S. President Donald Trump to pause tariffs on Canada and Mexico after they agreed to strengthen borders. Now, the news in detail. The government has instructed various international social media companies or platforms to register in Nepal and designate a point of contact within the country. Issuing a public notice yesterday, the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology stated that as per the Directive for Managing the Use of Social Network 2023, international social media companies must register in Nepal and arrange a point of contact within Nepal. According to the Ministry Joint Secretary and Spokesperson Gajendra Kumar Thakur, the Ministry issued the notice as per the Cabinet meeting decision after the government tabled a bill in the National Assembly on January 28 to regulate the operation, use and monitoring of social media operating in Nepal. The notice further mentions that the Ministry may impose a ban on social media companies that fail to register as per the directive. The Ministry's notice states that social media companies operating in Nepal must assist in promotion of tourism in Nepal, support cybersecurity and digital literacy initiatives across the country, contribute to the digital transformation of the education sector with a focus on enhancing the quality of education in schools and colleges, and implementing appropriate technology for content filtering and moderation, especially in Nepali and other national languages, cooperating with government authorities to remove unlawful and inappropriate contents that disrupt social harmony or incites cybercrime. A nationwide human papilloma virus HPV vaccination campaign is commencing today to protect over 1.6 million adolescent girls from cervical cancer. The HPV vaccine would be administered to girls studying in grade 6 to 10 and those out-of-school girls aged 10 to 14 till the 18th of February. The two-week-long campaign is being launched after Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Patil endorsed it. The eligible girls will get vaccinated at their respective schools or nearby vaccination centres free of charge. Meanwhile, the Ministry has declared cancer survivor actress Manisha Koirala as a goodwill ambassador for the campaign. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said there is no reason for Nepal to lag if all contribute to the cause of the nation with confidence. During an interaction with students in Kathmandu yesterday, the Prime Minister expressed a resolution for enhancing infrastructural development and producing a competitive youth force by ensuring quality education for all. Stating that Nepal was never colonized, he described Nepal as a heritage of knowledge and spiritual significance enriched with glorious stories of our ancestors. In response to a query from students, the Prime Minister said Nepal continues to establish its friendly relations with China, India and other nations. He also added that his recent official visit to the northern neighbor marked various agreements for bilateral cooperation, including the agreement on Belt and Road Initiative framework. The CPN Maoist Center has assigned responsibility to its leaders. A meeting of the party's office bearers held at the residence of party chairperson Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda yesterday at Kumaltar assigned the responsibilities of in charges for 7 geographical and special provincial and migration committees. According to vice chairperson of a party and spokesperson Agni Prasad Sapkota, the meeting has granted the responsibility of in-charge to Deputy Secretary General Haribol Gajrel in Koshi Province, Deputy Secretary General Matrika Prasad Yadav in Madhis, Secretary Hitman Sakye in Bagmati, Secretary Dinanath Sharma in Gandaki Province. Similarly, Secretary Chakrapani Khanal has been assigned the responsibility of in-charge in Lumbini, Standing Committee Member Kali Bahadur Malla in Karnali, and Deputy Secretary General Giriraj Mari Pokharel in Sudar Pashchim Province. The meeting has appointed Jayapuri Gharti as the in-charge of special provinces, Lakshman Panta as the in-charge of migration SARC, Ram Karki as the secretary of migration Europe, America and Intercommittee, and Om Sharma as the central member of Migration Asia Committee. President Ramchandra Paudil has appointed senior advocate Damodar Khadka as the member of the Judicial Council. According to the spokesperson of the Office of the President, Sailaja Regbi Bhattarai, the head of the state appointed Khadka to the position on the recommendation of the Nepal Bar Association in accordance with the Constitution of Nepal. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka has said that the government is committed to achieving the target of zero carbon emissions by 2045 under the Paris Agreement. During a discussion held by the Alternative Energy Promotion Centre with the development partners yesterday on the Energy Development Roadmap 2081 for the development of renewable energy sector, Minister Khadka said that the government has been working on the development of renewable energy to achieve the target of zero carbon emissions. The discussion was attended by heads and representatives of more than a dozen donor agencies, including the Asian Development Bank, the World Bank, the Japan International Cooperation Agency, the German Federal Enterprise for International Cooperation, the United States Agency for International Development, and the United Nations Development Programme, the Norwegian Embassy, among others. The thematic committee related to the forest and environment sector has decided to make the production and sales of forest products easier and simplified. Spokesperson of the Ministry of Forest and Environment, Shiva Kumar Wagle, informed that the meeting presided over by Minister for Forest and Environment, Ain Bahadur Sahi Thakari, yesterday with forest ministers of all seven provinces decided to this effect. Emphasizing mutual coordination, cooperation, coexistence and consultations among three-tiered governments, the meeting deliberated on 12 different policy issues of the forest sector. The decision include endorsement and enforcement of the National Forest Strategy, making forest management more effective so as to simplify the production and sales of forest products such as firewood and forest wood. The Nepal Electricity Authority, NEA, has announced a disruption in supply of electricity in Kuleshwar, Baneshwar, Jorpati and Kirtipur distribution centres in Kathmandu for 8 days starting yesterday. The electricity supply to these areas is being cut off to underground the electrical distribution lines. The NEA Project Management Directorate has stated that electricity supply will be cut off from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the locations under those feeders. Apologizing for the disruption of the electricity supply over 8 days, the authority has stated that there will be no shutdown if the weather remains unfavorable. Now on to some international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump's proposed 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico, which were set to come into effect on Tuesday, will be paused for a month. The cooling down period comes after Mexico and Canada agreed to take measures to improve border security and clamp down on drug trafficking. Following a suspension of tariffs, Mexico has agreed to send 10,000 members of the country's National Guard to the border to address drug trafficking, while Canada has pledged additional cooperation on border security. Canada and Mexico are the two largest trading partners for the U.S., and both had announced retaliatory trade measures if Trump followed through on his plan. Earlier, the U.S. president warned he would also impose trade tariffs on the EU, but suggested a deal could be worked out with the UK. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of the western low-pressure system across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim province, along with the hilly regions of Gandaki province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur in a few places in the hilly region of Karnali and Sudurpashchim province. There is also the possibility of light to moderate snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Karnali and Sudurpashchim province today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 6 to 8 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 20 to 21 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Government calls for compulsory registration of all social media platforms and designate a point of contact within the country. Nationwide HPV vaccination campaign commencing from today aims to protect over 1.6 million adults and girls from cervical cancer. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls for a contribution to nation building with confidence. And U.S. President Donald Trump to pause tariffs on Canada and Mexico after they agree to strengthen borders. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.